KSJD's local news podcast is supported by Next 50 Initiative, reminding you to complete the census. It only takes a few minutes, and your participation will help ensure our region receives funding for essential services and programs. Visit 2020census.gov to help our community be counted.
With KSJD News, I'm Daniel Reisel. The Fiesta Theater in downtown Cortez has closed until at least September. Russell Allen, the president of Allen Theaters, says most of the New Mexico-based chain has to stay closed until producers begin to release new films.
In our business, it's all driven by what's on the screen. That's what the drive is. That's what we're waiting patiently for, is some new stuff to put on the screen.
He says COVID-19-related closures and a halt in movie production have hit the company hard, and he is not sure when business will be normal again. However, the Cortez Theater's marquee has been changed to read, quote, "I'll be back." More than 60% of households in Utah have completed the 2020 census, but that number drops to about 10% in the Navajo Nation. From KUER's Southeast News Bureau, Kate Gretzinger reports that COVID-19 is partially to blame for that low response rate.
Census workers started delivering self-response packets to homes on reservations across the country in March, but had to stop just 3 days in because of COVID-19. Kathy Lacey with the Census Bureau says that has contributed to low response rates in many tribal nations.
We once again began delivering questionnaires in May, and some of our tribal nations, we are still continuing with that.
Residents of the Navajo Nation can't fill out the census until they receive a packet with an ID number delivered to their door. And around 20% of the 76,000 households on the reservation still have not received them. Arben Mitchell is in charge of the census on Navajo, and he urged members of the nation to fill out their questionnaires during a Facebook Live event earlier this month.
We need to increase our numbers. This is the very first time doing census that we can self-respond.
Starting August 11th, the Bureau will begin sending workers to households that have not completed the census to help residents fill out the questionnaire. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.
This is KSJD News.